It's another episode.
Number 14.
There we go.
That was horrible. We should never sing.
No. Especially not me.
Wonderful Wafakak, Reese.
Wonderful Wafakak, Jesse.
The Winter Festival of...
Winter Festival of Celebration. God.
The unlimited, unsolicited.
Happy thing.
Happy Wafakak, Reese.
Happy thing.
Unaffiliated. Winter Festival of Unaffiliated Celebration Advent Calendar.
So what's behind... Shall I just get an open door
just
number 14?
Just do it.
I'm going to use my mind.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Wow.
That was impressive and terrifying. Please never do that again. Okay. What is behind door number 14?
Christmas concert deemed anti-oil.
Christmas concert deemed anti-oil.
Yes. So a Saskatchewan school division has apologized after parents raised concerns a Christmas concert had an anti-oil agenda.
And parents were upset about this? Yes. This has got to be in Alberta.
No, this is Saskatchewan.
Really?
On Thursday, the Oxbow...
I suppose that's yeah, that makes sense.
Oxbow Prairie Horizon School annual concert featured a show called Santa Goes Green. And it didn't sit well with some audience members.
Because they were working the oil fields. And
yeah, a lot of them work in mining and the resource industries. And the town's logo has a pump jack on it.
Of course.
So a guy called Mike, who's...
What town was this in?
This was in... Oxbow is in the lake that is formed from a river that gets cut off.
Okay. Oxbow Prairie.
Ever seen an Oxbow Lake?
Never.
Missing out.
So people were upset that they
yeah.
dared to educate people on potential greener energy sources.
Well, this is the quote. Mike, whose daughter was in the show, took to Facebook to express his concerns. I love expressing concerns on Facebook.
It's the only place you should do
it. He said the concert was a kick in the groin to anyone working in the struggling oil industry, and his post was shared 650 times.
Jesus.
That's one time more than 649 times. That's a lot.
That is significant.
Yeah. So Mike said his concerns were not directed at the children. He said they did a great job singing and performing, but he felt the wrong message to send at the wrong time of the season. So somebody from the public school division said there was never any intention to make the show political, and said there was no political agenda. The teacher chose the song because of the rhythm and the beat and thought the kids would like it. So
that's amazing.
So people are angry.
Of course people are angry. That's what they do, is they stay angry. They find things to get angry at.
Santa drives an electric vehicle. Everyone goes ape shit.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'd watch that. That'd be a hell of a Christmas movie. Can you imagine?
We should do a dramatization of this school play and the fallout. That'd
like
be great.
Right now?
No.
Okay, good, because I don't know if I could pull that out of my ass right now.
It's like, what were you thinking? A play about Santa being environmentally friendly? Do you want these children to learn about saving the planet? What were you think? What vicious mind do you have? You're not a teacher, you're a monster.
The almighty dollar must prevail.
Infecting children's minds with hope for the future, that they may be able to achieve a carbon neutral existence on a planet, live in harmony with plenty of food and animals still living.
I don't know what accent you're doing, but I like it.
Just an angry person.
That's an angry accent, yeah. Is what that is. Yeah. this is amazing, but not surprising. Honest to God, the fact that it was shared 600 times is a little sad, though.
650 times.
650 times. Oh
yeah,
God.
But I guarantee you that
a lot of people who were sharing it were doing so, like
all 650 of them. It was probably ring fenced into a few Facebook groups. Where
right. I want to see the post. Do you have the original post?
I don't have the original
post. Damn it, I want to see it. I wonder if people were sharing it ironically.
Why would you fill kids' heads with nonsense?
Nonsense, such as...
I know, I don't know.
that's really funny. Like they were, yeah. Anyway, that's funny. That's great. That's a great little tidbit.
Why would you weave a positive message
into a story about Santa Claus?
I know,
right? We all know Santa Claus.
Santa doesn't give a shit about the planet. We all know this.
No, of course not. It's
Santa hand feeds reindeer crude oil. That's how they're powered.
Right? Yeah.
And they shit methane. Well, they do anyway, I imagine.
And then he lights the methane on fire.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like a blazing trail of fire through the sky as it gets like just three sheets to the wind drunk.
And all the toys he delivers are plastic. He needs crude oil to make that plastic.
Exactly.
So Santa is clearly...
the king of capitalism.
Yeah, he's clearly pro-oil.
Yeah.
And he would never go green. And this is a slap in the face to everyone who loves Christmas.
Right. Because if you love Christmas, then you love oil.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. There it is. Okay. That's why we're celebrating the Wuffacac.
I hope I get a barrel of crude oil this Wuffacac.
Because that means you've been a good boy.
It is. It means I've been a good boy. And, and then I can refine that oil to make many useful things. That's the good news. I could make plastics.
Great.
I could make fuels.
Great.
I could make bitumen, which is
bitumen?
Used. Bitumen?
Bitumen.
Bitumen, which is used bitumen. To make roads, I think.
Bitumen.
Bitumen. It's my favorite Pokemon.
So this has been a great, I like this. I like the day 14 story. That was nice. It was pleasant and very family friendly. What do I have to expect for Wuffacac on night 14, Reese?
Well, actually, I tied this in with tonight's theme. Tonight is the night of oil consumption.
I'm not looking forward to this.
Everyone,
night.
You have literally 2 hours to consume, burn, and ingest as much oil as possible. And it doesn't have
what
to
kind
be,
of oil? Any kind of
like any a, kind of vegetable
like
oil.
Oil.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be crude oil.
No, no. It could be olive oil.
So are we talking like a 2 liter bottle of olive oil each?
Well, ideally more. You got 2 hours. You can ingest more than that in 2 hours.
I don't know if you can.
You can.
I mean,
are you going to rub it in your skin?
Oh, it doesn't just have to be like, you don't have to just drink it. You can do it like...
You can absorb it osmotically rather than digest it.
Could I just like sit in a bathtub full of olive oil for several hours? Is that like...
Olive oil?
This is what happens to my brain when I drink olive oil for 2 hours, apparently.
Well, slowly your brain does stew, I guess.
Right, like the ham.
Like the ham. Yeah. But I would say that I personally intravenously... take the oil into my systems.
We do not recommend that.
I just walk around with a drip for 2 hours.
Oh, I'm really second guessing having joined Wuffacac. Reese, I'm telling you, I don't know if this is the holiday.
It's a roller coaster. I won't lie, because we're making up every bit of this celebration as we go.
Are we?
I'm hoping the people are writing this down, and next year it becomes a thing, and maybe in 1,000 years it's a cult.
That would be a wonderful, what's the word I'm looking for?
Thing.
Yep. Yeah. It's a thing. Okay, so that was day 14 of Wuffacac. Thank you.
I had a nice time. Did you?
I enjoyed every bit of this beef stew.
Great. I'm going to go make sure my children aren't learning about the environment.
That's a great idea.
And also, I'm going to make sure they're not recycling.
You should go outside and burn a barrel of oil.
I've got some tires I need to get rid of. We'll burn them together.
Awesome. Oh my God. Yeah. Can I come over?
I'm going to teach my kids how to burn tires.
That's a great idea. I don't know how to burn tires. I'd love to be taught how to burn tires.
Tonight is the perfect night. We can ingest oil and burn tires.
That sounds like a horrifying time.
If I pass out, would you resuscitate me while I intravenously take oil into my systems?
No, but I will take photos.
Nice.
Okay. Thank you for joining us for day 14 of a Wuffacac, everyone.
Keep an eye on our Instagram. We should have mentioned social media and like.
Nobody goes there anyway. But we do post regularly, and by we I mean you.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
So we have social media. The things we have. We do the things. Go check out the things.
Stuff.
Yep.
Congratulations on stuff and things.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.